Had you waited a couple minutes? Sorry about that, buddy.
No problem at all. No problem at all.
It's good to talk to the old coach, and he's a big horse racing fan, too.
He does. He does like the sport.
We had a great day yesterday. I appreciate you, man. And, of course, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow, the Oakland Handicap and the Arkansas Derby. But you are out there today. And how's it looking out there at Oakland? Beautiful day.
It
beautiful
is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. This is what it's all about. We're about to do some good weather cards, and Mother Nature's dealt us a full house this week for sure because it looks clean and green all the way through Saturday. Fast racetrack, big fields today, 10 of them. This is Count Fleet Day as our racing festival now swings into high gear. Top sprinters in the country assembled in the feature this afternoon. But first things first, let's go ahead and take a look at the early double, see if we can get some ammunition maybe to shoot at that feature race later on in the afternoon. Opener, I'm going to go with number 8, one of my favorite names on the racetrack, Rock City Roadhog. Got to love the name. Comes in here off an indifferent 7th-place performance, but it was Stakes Company last time out for Rock City. He drops in for a $7,500 claiming price, ideally suited from a class standpoint. 3-1 in the morning line, not a home run, but nothing wrong with an $8 horse to start the afternoon. Let's move now to the second race of the afternoon. Also go to the 8 horse there, number Kip. That would be at 9-2. This horse moves up a little bit on the class ladder, but Frederico Villafranco has been unconscious off the claims here this meeting. He has a couple of very nice works into Kip since he's acquired him. 9-2 in that price line, not bad at all. Potentially a $50 or $60 daily double if those buzz numbers 8 and 8 do indeed hit. Let's move now to the aforementioned Count Fleet Handicap. This is always one of my favorite races during the racing festival. Had very, very quick individuals in here, including no less than the Breeders' Cup Sprint Champion, number 1 Secret Circle, no stranger to Oaklawn. He was a very top-notch 3-year-old here. I believe he won a couple of races back in his sophomore campaign. Trainer Bob Baffert ships him up from the West Coast, where he's been training exceptionally well. Odds on, but he looks the part. Very classy. Number 1 Secret Circle in the featured Count Fleet. That is the 9th of the afternoon. Our Buzz Longshot comes back in race number 5 with number 9 Moving Express. 8-1 in the morning line, another horse that changes barns off the claim, and J.R. Caldwell is another outfit that has just been unbelievably good when they've reached into the claim box and got a horse. Number 9, Moving Express at 8-1, our Buzz Longshot play of the day, and that comes in race number 5.
All right, money, we got the double 8 horse first race, Rock City
Roadhog.
Okay, and then Kip in the second race, the 8 horse, 9th. Race, Secret Circle, the number 1 horse, and in the 5th, Buzz Longshot, we have the number 9 horse, Moving Express.
And maybe we can get ourselves a whole new set of friends with this kind of money we're going to make today.
Typo. Money Taylor, I don't know if you heard, I got to make me about $2,000 so that I can go and watch Coach Richardson be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So we really, really need that long shot to be more like a 75-1 as opposed to an 8-1.
Well, we'll parlay all these shots in today, and we'll bet it all on Bayern Saturday in the Derby, and everybody gets right.
I like it. I like how you move. I like how you work, my friend.
Take care, Matt.
All right, see you later, Jeff Money Taylor. And we will be down at the Derby –